In the 50s, Doris Day was one of the most popular stars in Hollywood. But today, her wholesome image seems very dated. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that a new box set of her early musicals suggests that this wasn't always her image.
The most famous line about Doris Day was probably Oscar Levant's cynical crack that he knew her before she was a virgin. At the height of her film career, after a tumultuous personal life and two divorces, she excelled in slightly leering comedies opposite Rock Hudson, Cary Grant, Clark Gable, and James Garner, in which, against the odds, she maintained a Hollywood image of all-American wholesomeness. In a new box set of her earlier films, all musicals, she plays even less sophisticated roles. She's an overly superstitious, aspiring singer in Lucky Me, and the good wife of Danny Thomas, alias songwriter Gus Kahn, in the biopic I'll See You in My Dreams. She's a teenage tomboy opposite Gordon McRae in On Moonlight Bay and its equally corny sequel By the Light of the Silvery Moon, both based on Booth Tarkington stories, but even more shamelessly ripping off Vincent Minnelli's Meet Me in St. Louis, another story of a typical Midwestern family, with even the same actor playing the father. But instead of Judy Garland and a memorable original score, we have Doris Day in a series of period songs.
Tell me why nights are lonesome. Tell me why days are blue. Tell me why all the sunshine comes just at one time when I'm with you. Why do I hate to go, dear, and hate to say goodbye? Now somehow it's always so dear, and if you know, dear, please tell me why.
One movie in this new Doris Day set, though, is completely captivating and gives us a glimpse of the beguilingly flirtatious personality that made Day a star to begin with. It's her very first movie, a smart musical farce released in 1948 called Romance on the High Seas, and directed with surprising comic flair by Michael Curtiz, the director of Casablanca, and with a screenplay by Casablanca's Julius and Philip Epstein. Day fits in neatly with a sparkling cast of Hollywood pros. Brassy Janice Page and her frequent screen partner, Jack Carson. Comedian Don DeFore. Adorable SZ Cuddle Sakal, the chubby character actor with the blubbery cheeks. And hilariously depressed Oscar Levant, who plays a musician hopelessly infatuated with his band singer, Doris Day, who started out as a big band vocalist with a pretty, slightly wispy, but sexy voice, an endearing pout, and a lively sense of syncopation. Her first hit record in 1945 was the pleasantly unsentimental Sentimental Journey. There's nothing sentimental about Romance on the High Seas. It's all jokes. Day plays a hip-swinging, gum-chewing hepcat with a yen for men and a wanderlust for exotic places. But she can't afford to travel until Paige, as a rich businessman's jealous wife, gets the bright idea to send Day on a Latin American cruise in her place so she can stay home and spy on hubby Don DeFore. In the meantime, DeFore hires a detective, Jack Carson, to spy on his wife, unaware that it's Day in disguise. Things get really complicated when Day and the detective fall in love. It's utterly frivolous, and thanks partly to Levant's chronic irony, there isn't a gooey or prudish moment. Day retains her innocence, of course, but that's not the main point of the movie, which is to weave some good songs into a story that keeps us guessing not how it's going to turn out, but how many turns it will take before the final clinches. One of these songs, Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein's It's Magic, became another huge hit for Day.
You sigh, the song begins. You speak and I hear violins. It's magic. The stars desert the skies and rush to nestle in your eyes. It's magic. Without a golden wand or mystic charms, fantastic things begin when I am in your arms. When we walk hand in hand, the world becomes a wonderland. It's magic.
About the way you sing it, I don't know, it does something to me.
All the films in this new Doris Day set have been lovingly restored, so Romance on the High Seas, with its chic shipboard costumes and colorful South of the Border scenery, is a treat to watch. But one of the main reasons I like it is that it keeps me wondering what would have happened to Doris Day if she hadn't become a virgin.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts, Boston. He reviewed recently reissued DVDs of Doris Day's early films. You can download podcasts of our show by going to our website, freshair.npr.org.